After you ate it.
Hey, how am I supposed to concentrate on my game? Did you see those cheerleaders practicing at the other end?
Lyle, the way you were shooting, it looked like you were trying out for the cheerleaders.
Yeah? Well, the closest you'll ever get to a cheerleader was in that gym today.
Oh, good one. He got you, Gordon.
Lyle, you're just jealous because I went out Tuesday night with Sherry Jarbo.
Big deal. I'm sure nothing happened anyway.
Then why have I been smiling for the past 3 days, huh?
Which reminds me, Theo, you haven't told us what happened on your date with Christy Evans.
Yeah, Theo. Details.
Well, what's it worth to you?
Knowing you, probably 3 cents.
All right, fellas, go ahead and laugh. But let's put it this way. If you guys won the lottery, you still couldn't afford my details.
We got the all-star team in here today.
Well, if you're looking for an MVP, maybe I should tell you about my date with Nancy Jenkins.
Oh, don't tell me you got the first base with Nancy Jenkins.
First base? I hit it out of the park.
Too much.
Thank you. I'll be signing autographs for you.
Well, Lyle, what about you? You haven't said anything. Didn't you go out with Jennifer Higgins?
Yeah, Lyle, what happened?
You'll read all about it when the book comes out.
Oh, yeah.
If your mothers let you buy it.
We are definitely all stars.
Yeah, when we graduate, they're going to put a plaque up in this locker room.
Yeah, and you know what it's going to say? On this site stood some real men who learned everything they know from Lyle Thompson.
Ladies and gentlemen, lovers of magic and prestidigitation, I present for your enjoyment that mistress of illusion, that madam of mystery, that lady of leisure domain, the great Rodini!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, my loyal assistant, Momina.
Are you ready to perform feats of magic, oh great Rodini?
Yes, I am ready. I hold in my hand an ordinary drinking glass.
Please, hold your applause until the end.
My assistant will pour milk into the glass. Momina, the milk. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't she beautiful?
Are you going to drink the milk, oh great Rodini?
No, I'm going to make it disappear.
Impossible.
You shall see, oh doubtful one. I shall now say the magic words. Abracadabra, hocus pocus, make this milk go out of focus.
Wait! There is more.
Really?
Now, what has happened to the milk, oh great Rodini?
The milk has become a beautiful silk scarf.
Fantastic! Fantastic! How'd you do that?
I cannot reveal my secrets to mere mortals.
I'm sorry. The mere mortal apologizes. Would you go off to your magic room?
Okay. Thank you, and good night. You've been a terrific audience.
Ooh, isn't she something?
That's not bad. How'd she do that?
Oh, as the magician's assistant, I'm sworn to secrecy.
How did she do it?
I'm serious, Cliff. I promised the great Rodini I'd never tell.
Okay, I'll find out one way or the other.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Mom.
Hey, son, do me a favor. Before you go out, let me know, because you and I have some detective work to do around here.
Sure. Did I get any phone calls?
You certainly did. There's some messages for you on that pad.
Denny, Smitty, and Lyle.
Oh, Theo, wait a minute. That call from Lyle isn't for you.
What do you mean?
He called for Vanessa.
What did he want with Vanessa?
He asked her out. They're going to a movie tonight.
You mean you gave Vanessa permission to go out with Lyle Thompson?
Well, sure. They're going to an early show.
But, Mom, you don't even know the guy.
Theo, he's your friend. You brought him over here a million times.
Where's Vanessa?
Upstairs in her room.
Okay, thanks.
The glass has a false bottom.
Nope.
She didn't have tubes running up her arm.
Not even close. Cliff, you're never going to get this.
You're not going to tell me, right?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I'll go down to the magic shop, and when I come back, I'm going to make you disappear. And then I'm going to make her disappear. I'll make everybody disappear if I don't find out how that trick works in that glass. People say to me, what happened to his family? So I put them all in the glass, they disappeared.
The milk has become a beautiful silk scarf.
Wow! How'd you do that?
I cannot reveal my secret.
This Vanessa, I need to talk to you.
Who dares interrupt the great Rudini?
This will only take a minute, Rudy.
Okay.
Vanessa, I hear you're going on a date with Lyle Thompson.
Yeah, I saw him at a Latin club meeting and he asked me to go to a movie with him.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea.
Why not?
Well, because of a lot of reasons.
Like what?
First of all, he's a junior and you're a freshman.
So?
He's 2 whole years older.
Well, what's wrong with that? Dad is 4 years older than Mom.
Yeah, but Vanessa, they're old. It doesn't matter to them anymore.
Age doesn't matter to me either.
Well, it should. Are you aware of the fact that women live an average of 5 years longer than men? You're getting involved with the guy who's going to die way before you.
Well, what am I supposed to do, date someone Rudy's age?
You can ask out Bud.
Okay, Vanessa, I didn't want to talk about this, but there are other reasons you should not go out with Lyle Thompson. He's got experience.
Experience in what?
Well, if you don't know, then that's another reason you shouldn't go out with him.
Theo, I think Lyle's a very nice boy, and that's why I'm going out with him.
Vanessa, believe me, you should not go out with him. And I'm only saying this because I care about you.
You never seemed to care about me before.
Vanessa, I care about you a lot. I always have. Do you remember one time when you were a baby and you fell out of your crib and I reached down and picked you up and gently placed you back?
No, but I do remember the time you tried to feed me flies. You told me they were raisins.
Okay, Vanessa, I tried to be sensible. I've tried to be understanding. But now I'm going to have to pull rank. As your older brother, I forbid you to see Lyle.
You forbid me?
Yes.
I didn't know an older brother could do that.
Well, I can.
Yeah, will you get out of here? Only Mom or Dad can forbid something.
Yes, but I'm responsible for the things that slide by them. When Mom and Dad make a mistake in judgment, that's when I step in.
I'm sorry, Theo. I am going out with Lyle Thompson.
Okay, Vanessa. But I'm warning you. You can end up a shattered woman, laying in the gutter saying, I should have listened to Theo. But now, it's too late.
He's gone. Man, I just love dodgeball.
They should put it in the Olympics.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Lyle, lover boy.
Hey, how about a report?
A report?
Yeah, how was your day with Vanessa? Give us some details.
Hurry up, Huxtable's in the shower.
Look, guys, I have nothing to tell.
Are you trying to say nothing happened between you and Vanessa?
No, I'm not saying that.
So then something did happen?
Maybe.
You know something, guys? This man got nowhere.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say when Vanessa went out with me, she was a freshman. Now she's ready for graduation.
They need to fix those showers. Nothing comes out but cold water.
Lyle, you better get in there. You could use a cool shower.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Lyle is just overheated.
Lyle, what'd you tell these guys?
About what?
You were talking about your date with Vanessa, weren't you?
Yeah, all I said was I had a good time.
Did he ever?
Ryle, tell him what happened. Tell him that my dad drove you and Vanessa to the movie theater, and when the movie ended, drove you straight home.
Of course, who knows what Vanessa's like in the movie theater when her dad's not around.
Ryle, straighten these guys out. Tell him nothing happened.
Theo, what goes on between me and your sister is our business.
He's right, Theo. You have to respect the man's privacy.
I don't have to tell you about that date or any other date I have with Vanessa.
Ooh! That's because there's not going to be another date with Vanessa. Understand?
Sorry, I'm taking her to the library after school.
What for? Sounds like there's nothing left for her to study.
You guys are slime. You need to be put away. You know, I'm sick and tired of seeing your faces.
What got into him?
Focus, focus, make this water go out of focus. You all make so much noise sound like a bunch of horses coming down the stairs. You frighten me.
Dad, you were trying to do my trick, weren't you?
No.
Yes, you were. The trick can only be done by the great Houdini.
Oh, Cliff, do you have to know everything? Can't there be some things in life you just experience without knowing how they happen?
Look. This particular thing, I want to know.
No.
Okay. Just telling you, things are going to get a little messy around here. Because I'm going to keep attempting that until I find out how it works. And I just may attempt it over somebody's open attaché case.
Mom, Dad, we got to talk.
Okay.
What's up?
I think you made a big mistake letting Vanessa go out with Lyle Thompson. He chases women.
Really?
Yes. Now, I know I've always presented Lyle to be a good guy, but I never told you what he tells us in the locker room about the woman after he catches them.
What does he say?
You know.
I know.
You see, Lyle has had these experiences.
What kind of experiences?
The kind you don't want to talk about in front of your mother.
Boy, will you say what you have to say?
Okay. Mom, Dad, Lyle Thompson's going to lead your daughter down the road to degradation.
Little Lyle. The boy who cried when his mom was late picking him up from your birthday party.
Mom, that was 8 years ago. He's a man now. The guy knows what he's doing. He even joined the Latin Club.
And that makes him a man?
Don't you see, Dad? The Latin Club is mostly girls. That's why he joined. He's always on the prowl, and now he's prowling after your daughter.
So we shouldn't let Vanessa go out with him anymore.
Well, not if you're worried about the reputation of your daughter and the family name. If you let Vanessa go out with Lyle, it could hurt both of you professionally.
Well, thank you very much, son, for your viewpoint. But I want you to know we raised two older daughters prior to this one.
So you aren't going to stop Vanessa from going out with Lyle?
No, we know our daughters. We trust them to do the right thing.
Okay. I just have one thing to say. This is a sad day for the Huxtable family.
you guys talk about in the locker room?
Well, the usual thing, dear. Recipes. Different kinds of hairspray, nail polish.
You used to talk about women in the locker room, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
After a date, what did you say?
I told him she's intelligent, she's beautiful, she's sensitive, and she's my equal. And if Claire ever finds out, she'll kill me.
I think I should change.
Why?
Well, it's a nice outfit, but it doesn't go with my green notebook.
Well, then use your English notebook. It's red.
I don't have any English homework.
Then just tear the pages out of your green notebook and put them in the red notebook.
It's a great idea. Janet, I am so glad you came over.
My pleasure.
So tell me, what happened when you and Lyle got to the movies? Well, Dad let us out at the theater. We went in and Lyle bought the tickets. Now, naturally, I offered to pay for my ticket, but he said, that's okay. You can buy the popcorn. Well,
I hope you bought a large tub so you could share.
Of course. Lyle was such a gentleman. He put my seat down for me, and there was popcorn in it, and he brushed it off. The lights went out, and the movie started. We watched for a while, and then it happened.
What happened?
We both reached into the popcorn box at the same time. And our hands touched. We just sat there watching the rest of the movie with our hands in the popcorn box.
That is so romantic.
Then Dad drove us home. Now, Lyle and I sat in the back seat, and Dad kept watching us through the rearview mirror.
Hey, Theo.
Hey, Janet. Vanessa, remember yesterday when I came in here and tried to forbid you to see Lyle?
Yes.
Well, I was wrong, and I apologize.
Apology accepted.
But I want you to know one thing. Your name is being dragged through the mud.
By whom?
Well, everybody in school knows you two went out. And you know how guys talk. Vanessa, do you realize what this is doing to your reputation? Not to mention mine?
What does this have to do with your reputation?
Well, if guys start talking about you and Lyle, it's going to reflect on me because I'm your brother. I might as well be dating Lyle.
Oh, so it's not me you're worried about, it's yourself you're worried about.
Hey, Vanessa, I'm a popular guy at that school. I'm a senior. I don't want to go down in flames with you.
Well, in that case, I better tell you what Lyle and I are going to do this afternoon.
What?
Not really going to the library. We're going to a motel. And after today, I'm going to dump Lyle and start dating all your friends.
After she's done, I'm going to date them.
You guys think this is real funny, huh?
Yes.
All right, Vanessa. You know, I've tried to appeal to your sense of decency, but you scoffed at me. Now, I really forbid you.
Did you hear him?
You scoffed at me.
Neil, you're starting to sound like an old person.
I don't care. But if you want to go out on this date with Lyle, you have to get past me.
Please, Theo, will you get out of here?
No, Vanessa, I'm serious.
Come on, Theo, move.
Vanessa, don't even try. You're not getting past me.
Theo, I don't move. Move!
Vanessa, no, you can't go on this. Ow!
Stop it!
Get them off me before I hurt them!
Stop it!
Dad, let me tell you what's going on.
I don't want to know.
But, Dad, you're a father. You're supposed to jump in the middle of this, ask us what's wrong, and solve our problem.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work that way today, okay? I'm tired. Goodbye.
All right. I'm leaving, but I want you to know one thing. Next time, I'm not going to be so easy on you.
Oh, it's you.
Well, I guess you're not going to invite me in, so would you tell Vanessa I'm here?
You might as well come in. Everything else went wrong today. Vanessa, your date is here.
I'll be right down.
And don't try anything with Vanessa. She's tough.
Why would I want to try anything? I really like your sister.
Hey, I heard you guys laughing in the locker room today. You must have said something about her.
Well, I did, but I didn't say anything different from what I usually say.
Well, I know what you usually say. And if you said that about my sister, then you were lying.
Theo, what was I supposed to do? If I had come into that locker room and told the guys the truth about my date with Vanessa, that I opened the door for her, that we only held hands in the movie, that I didn't even kiss her goodnight, they would have called me a wimp.
But that was my sister you were talking about.
Yeah, I know. But what if it wasn't your sister, and I told you the true story about some other girl? What would you say?
I'd say you're a wimp.
Theo, you talk about girls a lot, too. Don't you ever bend the truth a little?
No, man. I stand behind everything I've ever said.
What about that story you told about Lana Herman, when you said you were in your bedroom with her the whole day?
Absolutely true.
And you said the reason you were feeling so weak is because of what happened in that bedroom. You know, Theo, I never told you this before, but I ran into Lana Herman the next day in school.
You did?
Yeah, and she happened to mention that she was keeping you company because you had the flu. She also said your mom was in there the whole time and that the two of them fed you soup and helped you put together a jigsaw puzzle.
So? I didn't lie. I said I was weak from being in my room all day.
Theo, let's face it, you are a wimp.
I know, but you are too.
Hi, Lyle. Hi, Lyle.
Hey, Janet. Hi, Vanessa. These are for you.
Oh, thank you. They're beautiful. Would you put this in water for me?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Well, I guess we should go.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm ready. Bye, Janet. Bye, Theo.
Bye. See y'all later.
You know, Theo, now that one of your friends is going out with Vanessa, maybe you'd be interested in going out with one of Vanessa's friends. She's about my size, with the same color eyes as mine.
Well, you know, Janet, I would, but I'm afraid of what you girls will say behind my back.
We wouldn't say anything that you guys wouldn't say.
Then we're never going out. How's that ice cream?
Good. Chocolate's my favorite.
Yes, indeed. Would you like some more hot chocolate on top?
No, thanks.
Okay. What about some chopped nuts?
Just a sprinkle.
Chopped nuts. Come on up. Just a sprinkle. Good old chopped nuts.
Thank you.
All right. You know, I was really amazed at how you were doing all that magic. But, you know, I think that a magician is only as good as his or her assistant.
Is that so?
Oh, yes. Now, I have nothing against Mamina, but what you need is someone who can give you that flair, that you know, ta-da, someone who can divert the audience's attention so that you can do your thing.
Who do you know that can do that? Mom told me that you wanted to be my assistant.
Really?
She said it was all right.
Well, good. In order to make this a crack duo, I will have to know how the trick works with the glass and the milk.
I don't do that trick anymore.
Oh.
I'm learning a new trick, but you can help me with it.
Okay, what is it?
Sawing my assistant in half.
No, you're not sawing me in half. I'm not going for that.
Okay, then you'll help me with the disappearing caterpillars.
Disappearing caterpillars? How's that work?
First, my assistant has to take the caterpillars out of this.
Okay, so we got the caterpillars here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I just... Da-da,
yep.
Da-da, 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 da-da.
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.